Zaycha to return to Arus HaTorah. I want very much to be able to finish the Sefer this year, to learn the entire Sefer. Arus HaTshuva required much more time in each Seif. In Arus HaTorah, I hope we'll be able to move faster. Just an update that Bez Hashem, the Arus HaTshuva work in the Shiurim and the English and so on is being worked on because of some wonderful chaver that are very much involved. We're trying to, Mitzvah Hashem, get that out, not in the near, if be soon, Mitzvah Hashem, it'll be a few volumes. Hopefully it'll be sometime next year, Bez Hashem. We were learning, we spent a lot of time before the summer on defining Torah Lishma. What's Torah Lishma? Torah for its own sake, which is a translation, but it falls very, very short of what it is. Now Rav Kook is taking us on a journey. As always, with him, things are very exciting and very beautiful and very picturesque of how to learn Torah Lishma. And what's happening when a person learns Torah Lishma? And really, the rest of the Sefer is an outgrowth of that Nakuda of Torah Lishma, and how each and every one of us, on our level, can learn Torah that way, and be connected to Torah in such a way, Torah Lishma. We're on page Tes Zayin, Seif Gimel. Parag Beis, Seif Gimel. There's a lot of things here, but because in Parag Gimel, he's going to really return to this and spend more time on it. So we'll just start a little bit and it will become more developed in Parak Gimel. Everything here is a little Kabbalah, and for people like us, to try what we can to take out whatever of the iris of the light that we could take for ourselves in our Madrega to become better and to try to connect to the Torah of the Tzaddik. When a person is learning Torah, the Dvarim Pshutim. Sometimes when you're learning some very simple things. You're learning some very straightforward, simple halachas, or stories, agaritas, Dvarim Pshutim. But when you're learning those Dvarim Pshutim, Rav Kook says, Yira Eich Yered Ha'or Ha'Elyon B'tzua Nifla. You should, if you're misboining, if you think about it carefully, if you work on it, you will see how the great exalted light, the Or Ha'Elyon, the great supernal light of Hashem, of the Torah in its source of Hashem, has descended, the Tzum and the Shla, in such a wondrous way. We were talking about this from the Tanya and from other Sfam. Has descended in such a wondrous way. In other words, you might not be impressed. I'm learning here halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, something I'm learning the halachas of how to blow the shofar, the halachas of Yom Kippur, Hilchos Muktzeh, whatever it might be. A person is learning the halachas. Do this, don't do that. And you might be unimpressed by that. And you might, chalila, have a feeling that this is, you know, a manual. It's a guidebook, a manual. like they give out to their kids, you know, or they send in the mail before school. You can only wear this color sneakers, and you can't, you know, you can't breathe only certain times of the day, and so on and so forth, all the rules that they have. And so you might get the feeling that or you're learning stories in the Medrash, and you're reading some Agadata. So you might think it's cute, nice, maiselach, that you're reading a maiser bichel, like you're reading some storybook or something. And you believe in it all, but it's pashut. So Cook says, when a Jew learns Torah Lishma, the beginning of Torah Lishma is to know. Eich yered, yira eich yered ha'or ha'elyon, b'tzur nifla. How every single word of Torah that you learn is in truth, the embodiment, the oisius that contain that or elyon, the highest light of the Ratzon ha'elyon of the Infinite One Himself. It's in a flaw, in a very wondrous way. It's amazing how concealed it is, how covered it is. It's in the floor. Like when you meet a tzaddik, and the tzaddik goes in a very, very simple way. If any of us would, if we would be able to sit here, and the Chavetz Chaim would be here. So there are many people that would go afterwards and say, "He seems very nice, very, very nice." Very poshut. Chavetz Chaim went in a very poshut. He went in a very simple way. That the light of the Chavetz Chaim, that he was able to do such a thing, to cover and to conceal and to hide and to bring that unbelievable light of who he was into the Pashas, into the simple icyest letters of his way of talking and his way of being. I remember my Rebbe telling us how the Chavetz Chaim was the friendliest person. He would stop you on the street and ask you how work is going and what's doing and how's your cow feeling? What happened? This friendliest person went in such a pashtus. Anybody that remembers of Shlomo Zalman Orbach or Rav Moshe went in such a pashtus. And there was really a person who really, really understands. Yirech yered ha'or ha'olyam b'tzur nifla. It's a very wondrous thing how such a great light can come down in such a simple package. Such a plain and simple package. Achin is Yashiv Kolkach Yofa, Mother Hamaisa, to this great infinite light of Hashem, of the Torah as it is in Shemayim, descends into this world, and it's Nisyashiv Kolkach Yofa. It adjusts so beautifully, in such a pleasant way, to this world. It's Mislabish Na'ilam Hamaisa. It's enclosed in such a beautiful way how it descends into our lives. And it's Nisyashiv Kol Kach Yofe. It settles. It settles so beautifully into the Olam HaMaaseh. The tefillin is such a beautiful thing. It's such a simple and beautiful Levush tefillin. If for one second Hashem would open up the heavens and show us what tefillin are and the root and source of tefillin, it wouldn't be enough to say blown away. It's a silly expression that they made up. We'd be completely, completely dissolved in that light of a tefillin. And it's Mitzvah of Kol Kach Yafa that came down in very sweet, in certain straps and boxes. Which is after Hishtalshlus, which is after a descent of billions, infinite levels from that Or HaElyon. When you're reading a Medrash, you're learning halach, you're learning a Gemara, and you're trying to understand the Gemara. The Gemara is Mesiyashav Kol Kach Yafa. Olam HaMaaseh, it's so beautifully enclosed in stories, in examples, in seichel, in logic, in reasoning of this world, that Akedekach, that even our biggest enemies admit that the Torah is the most magnificent thing that was ever written, and the ones who hate us most have the deepest respect for the Gemara. That's why they're always trying to burn them. They're not burning Supermans and Batmans, you understand? So the chashivas, they felt that the Gemara was such a threat to them. I just read in the summer something that was where the Germans came into a house, and they were davka these Jews were very wealthy, so they had money prepared to give. In the end, of course, what did it help? But for the first time that the Germans came there into the house, so these Jews were wealthy, and they had a big sheichet, they had a big bribe, they had a lot of money ready for the Germans. And when they came, they threw everything. They broke open the door and they were yelling, "Can everybody come outside? Come outside!" And the father, he went over there with the money, and the animals were quieted the animals down. For the meantime, they were quiet, and they turned around to leave, and a mazel. They looked back and they asked, "What are those books over there? That big gemaras." Only wealthy people, really wealthy people, well-to-do people could afford to have a shas. You know, it wasn't like everybody had a shas. They used the nigger shul and yeshiva. They had a beautiful gemara, shas, and the one who has said the story, he said he was a boy then, and he said that's the Talmud, the Germans that they passed the Talmud, and he said that they went crazy. They pulled them all out and they tore them to pieces and they were stepping on them. They went crazy. Over the Gemara, they went and shigged with the Gemara. He felt that his father said to him, "You have to say what you say to the Talmud." So he said, "Well, that's what it is. So you don't tell them what it is, but if you would have said it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, they would have left it." You know, he said, "It's a Talmud, and the shigged it's a Talmud." Even our enemies know that the infinite life of God connects to the Jewish people and to the world, which frightens them. Through the stories and the halachas and the discussions, through the logic and the lev and the heart of what's contained in the Gemara. Even if a person chalila doesn't believe in God, a Gemara is so gishmak. To learn the page of the Gemara, so gishmak. It's nesiyash of kol kach yof, and the halachas. And in the Metzias, it's the Yashiv Kol Kach Yafa, to be a Jew and to live according to Torah Mitzvahs. So a person has to think about this when he's learning. When he's learning something simple. And to remember that they'd be focused on this. And this is one of the definitions of Torah Lishma. We'll see a little bit more in the Sefer. And then as you saw a little piece that we have. The Ma'amu'er Shabba, the light of Torah. That it's not Pasha. It's not Poshet. The Yarchiv Lavavai, the person who's learning these simple things in Torah, should expand his heart. Meaning, Yarchiv Lavavai is a beautiful way of saying that it brings to a great feeling of joy, of expansiveness, of excitement. Hachavas HaLeif. Brings to a feeling of Al HaYikar HaGodl HaZeh, for this great and precious thing, V'Oyz HaChayim HaLolo, and for the great strength of life that fills every simple word of Torah. You have to be focused and to remember, even if you don't understand how, that the infinite light of Hashem is shining in those simple words and the simple letters that you're learning. Because where is all this coming from? Hanoivim mimakor kodesh hakadoshim. All of this is flowing down right into your sefer, right onto your table, into your life. From where? From the source, mimakor kodesh hakadoshim. From the holiest of holies. Mimakor kodesh hakadoshim. Hamleim ayidei hashvil hamakudesh shel or Yisrael v'chol ha'olam kulay. Rav Kook says that this beautiful light that is flowing down from the Holy of Holies, from the highest level, it's being filled, or this light is able to appear in the world, this light of Torah is able to fill the world and enter into the world in all of its details, only Ayideh Hashvila HaMakudosh L'Or Yisrael, only through the path, the holy path of the Jewish people who are makabel the Torah. And a person thinks about that, it'll bring him to an unbelievable achavas alayv. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechavar Hevdilonu Min HaTorah V'Nasanu LaTorah Se'emes V'Nasanu Lanu Torah Se'emes Asher Baruch HaBaranu V'Nasanu Lanu. That this light of all worlds, the infinite light of Hashem, that fills all reality and gives life, the strength of life to all that exists, that it can come into the world only by that path, that shvil. That path is shvil. It's a path of Yisrael. Of me, little Chaim Oisha, little Berush Meryl, whoever you are, whoever I am, that's sitting here and trying to figure out a Mishnah, trying to understand a Gemara, and trying to learn this halacha, to learn the parasha, and Rashi that comes. So Zayin Shtalshelus travels through Yisrael. It's able to fill the whole world. V'yeda bor, to learn lishma means to know in a very clear way. Shahor hazeh, that this light, Hametzumtzum kol kach b'tevis ba'is, is that so constricted and hidden, contained in the words and the letters, that when you look, all you see are words and letters. And in those words and letters, in the oisius, the infinite light of God is in the oisius, in the letters, that gives life to all worlds. The yeda bor shahor hazeh, you have to know in a very clear way that this light, which is mitzumtzum, so mitzumtzum in the tevis and the oisius, in the words and in the letters, b'minhagim, b'maisim, b'dinim, b'pepulim, b'svaris, in every single little minig that we have, every single little minig that a Jew that we have as Jews, and you dip the apple in the honey, and when you sit there on Rosh Hashanah night and you take this Michael, take this simon. Every single little connection, the davening that we have in Minhagim, of the Nusach, of the davening of the Shanim Kippur, which comes to us all the way from a very high place, from the highest place. Every single minig, this light, which is mitzumtzum in the letters and in the words of Torah, that's mitzumtzum, the infinite light of Hashem, that is constricted and contained in every Jewish custom, in every minute, every custom, the ma'isim, and everything, and every ma'isim that we do according to the Torah, that we live, the dinim, and all the halachas, every tiny detail of halacha, that you might think, this is really, you know, what is this? It's such a nitpicking, tiny little thing, to spend so much time in trying to understand this tiny little prat, this little piece of life. How, whether you say al mitzvahs, or you say lehaniach, or what, this word or that word, and whether the tefillin is wrapped this way or it's wrapped that way, all of the dinim. And even more so, in all of the pilpulim, the unbelievable pilpulim, and all the svaras of the svaras and the svaras of Torah. All the svaras. When you're sitting and learning So you could feel that, what am I, I'm Isaac in this svara, or whatever, I'm learning Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. I'm learning a sugya. And I'm going through all the Taisus and the Rashis and Taisus and Shittim Kubetzes and the Rambans and the Rashbis. And then I go to the Achroinim, like the Yehuda and the Kiveger, the Chavis Das, the Chavis Gittin. I'm going all into so many svaras, the logic, the thoughts, the arguments, the pilpulim. If you don't remember, and as Rav Kook says, Yeda Bor, if you don't know clearly that the tiniest little svara of Torah, the tiniest little piece of logic, of reasoning, that goes into that Pnei Yeshua, that goes into that Shita Mekubetzes, that goes into that Kiveg, if you don't know that, the infinite light of Hashem is contained within that thought, that svara, that hergish of that particular chacham, tzaddik, then you're not learning Torah Lishma. If you don't have a sense of that, and if you don't focus on that, because the truth is, he says, look how beautiful the words are. He says, I'm so called over there, you have to know very clearly that when you're learning those words and those letters, and you're keeping those customs and those dinim and so on, and you're thinking and going and spending time working on all of those svaras, he says, you know what's happening? You are encountering, you are meeting up with the highest light, that's higher than all of these pratim, that's higher than all of these svaris, than all these minhagim, all these dinim, than all these letters, and all these words. Your mamish pregesh, hu es ha'or ha'elyon. And not only are you meeting it, not only are you encountering it, umisrachetz by. You are washing in it. You're toiveling in it. Misrachetz by. You're cleaning yourself. You're bathing in it. You're bathing in the Or Ha'elyon. Hamroimam Mikol Eilu. Umishtashim Hein Yachad. And they're delighting one with the other, meaning the highest light of the Infinite One and the lowest little physical act of you putting on a girdle or whatever the minig is, or a woman waving her hands before their candles Friday night. Mishtashim Hem Yachad, they're delighting with each other. Mishtashim Hem Yachad, they're playing with each other. They're interacting, they're enjoying each other's company. The highest light, the Or Ha'elyon, the highest light, and that simple tiny little custom, that simple little maise, or din, or the svara, mishtashim hem yachad. Mishtashim hem yachad. He's talking about the connection between Chochmah and Bina, which we're going to go into much more in Perek Gimel. Everything here is about Chachma and Bina. Chachma is the Or Elyon, Bina means the Pratim and so on. Umishtashim hem yachad. The Or Chei Ha'ilamim and the light of the life of all worlds. Mismalei ziv v'oyne godol. Me'apigisha hatmidis hazois is filled with great delight and pleasure from this meeting, this ongoing meeting, encounter. Me'apigisha hatmidis hazois, from this ongoing, constant meeting that takes place between the Or Ha'elyon the Or HaElyon and the Devarim Pshutim and the simple things, the Devarim Pshutim of Yiddishkeit, the Devarim Pshutim of every minig, of every letter, of every word. The Or HaElyon Nismali Ziv Oine Godel Mepgisha Atmidis Azoyis, the unbelievable Nachas Ruach they were giving to HaKadosh Baruch Kivyachal. That it's impossible to measure. It's the highest yichud and the greatest joy that comes from this pgisha hatmidus, from this constant pgisha, this meeting. Shabbat that takes place. Shabbat mikayach ha'isik b'ter lishma. That it's taking place mikayach ha'isik b'ter lishma. When you learn Torah, keep this in mind. When you have this, when you try to think about this, b'shas ma'isik, when you sit down to learn. Whatever you're learning, in a certain way, there's a sweetness, there's a special sweetness dafke that you can feel by the Dvar Pshutim, by the simple things, by Dvar Pshutim. Because by the very very complicated things, it's easier, it's natural to get lost in the Inyan. When it's something which is simple. And he ends with a Gemara. It's in Hedjin. Sha'isa shalom bepamalia shalmala or bepamalia shalmata. And in doing so, one makes peace. A little Jew here in this world is able to make peace between the heavenly hosts, between Shamay Uba Pamali Shalmata and the world down here below. The Gemara there, Sanhedrin, you see, in 12 he brings the sentence, and he brings the note, it's a Sanhedrin Tzadik test. The Gemara there says, Kol Isik B'Tar L'Shma, Mesim Shalom B'Pamali Shalmala, Uba Pamali Shalmata. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Isik B'Tar L'Shma, Mesim shalom bepamaya shalmala or bepamaya shalmata. Personal words to the Shema is making peace above and peace below. It really means between above and below. That's what Rav Kook is explaining. And the Gemara goes on to say, Ki ilabona palterin shalmayla v'shalmata. The personal words to the Shema is as if he has built a palace, bona palterin shalmala. Rishalmata. It's as if he's built the palace above and the palace below. And then the Gemara says, Af Megan al kol ha'ilum kulay. And in doing so, this person, by learning Torah Lishma, is protecting, is causing the entire world to be protected. Af Megan al kol ha'ilum kulay. And in the end, the Gemara says, Af Mekarev es ha'gu'ula. And is bringing Mashiach closer. Is bringing redemption closer. Af Mekarev es Hagu'ula. All of that is the result of this meeting that takes place between the lower world and the higher world, when a person is learning and remembers that every single letter and word, every single custom, every single din, every single svar is connected, well not just connected, is the result of that infinite light of Hashem descending millions and billions through millions and billions of worlds to come into those letters, those words, those customs, those dinim. And when the person remembers that, b'shas ma'isim, he's learning, then he enters into that world of being Isaac, b'tayr l'shma, and in doing so, he brings peace between heaven and earth. As we learn that this meeting that takes place through learning causes there to be great joy, kivyachal, and heaven and earth delight in each other, and that delighting in each other brings to a state of peace, and brings ultimately to redemption, to geula, because that's what geula is. Geula is the ultimate encounter between heaven and earth. And learning Torah Lishma is makar v'segula. It brings the geula closer. Yeah.
Is the pagisha, the meeting that happens, based on the Lishma, is that what activates it? If someone is doing a custom rotely, is that happening either way? Or do you need the Lishma to sort of activate your body to connect?
Yeah, that's a good question, Shaul. It sounds like there's certainly something that's happening, because with every mitzvah, and you're learning Torah, there's a mitzvah, there's no question. And every mitzvah, the word mitzvah means savta, which means it binds together above and below. Every mitzvah, to some degree, has an effect. But the Gemara is clear that it's only ha'isik b'tera lishma. This like nuclear reaction that takes place that we're learning about, that brings such joy on such a level where the meeting is so intimate. Now, maybe you could say there's a difference that when you're doing it without that, it's like a friend visiting a friend, which is a chash of a thing. But now we're talking about chas nekali, you understand? That's what we're talking about, chas nekali. We're talking about a yichud between a chas nekali. It's not the same thing. It's something much more intimate, much more... And therefore, the results of that, when two friends get together, it's a nice thing. And they get shmooze, and good things can come from that. But when a chas nekali are able to live together, they can have a family. So the meeting of a chas nekali is not the same thing as the meeting of two friends. And the joy of this pegisha, of this encounter of heaven and earth that takes place davka through ha'isik b'tera l'shma, it's in Kaiva Segula, ha'isik paltrin, he's b'ina paltrin shalmat, ma'ala v'shalmata, he's shalom, megin al ha'olam, sounds like it's totally on being ha'isik b'tera l'shma, which is what the entire Sefer is going to teach us, how to more and more and more tire lishma. Even if a person can only run a half hour a day, it could be lishma. It's not limited to someone that's sitting in yeshiva. It's not for yeshiva bachim. It's for every Jew to learn tire lishma. But each and every one of us can go into our learning, whether it's for half hour or it's for half a day or it's for the entire day. Or we can go into our learning with the right frame of mind and with the right kavanas and the right avira, and in doing so, we could participate in this fantastic thing that Rav Kook is describing. It's magnificent. Now this is deeply rooted, as I said, in Kabbalah, and we're not holding by that, but we know that the Talmud Yabal Shem brought down the light of Kabbalah in such a way that even people like us can try to understand. All the way even to our generation. The piece that you have in the photostat from the Nezi Yisrael, who we were zeichet to have sitting in this chair twice. Rav Kluger, Volgazon Zayn, who has a particularly fantastic way of bringing the most difficult Torahs down in a clear and simple way. So I felt that also, since this is the shirish of much that's going to be discussed in the prakim ahead, that we would just take maybe an extra half hour or so to make sure that we understand it and to see how what Rav Kook is saying here is all, of course, rooted in the Svarim HaKadoshim. If there was time and this was the place to do it, every single piece that we would learn in any Rav Kook Svarim would be proper, we would show and see how every single thing is, where in the Zohar and where in the Svarim HaKadoshim and so on, and where does it come from, and how, just Rav Kook's way of saying it, Rav Kook's way of understanding it is a chiddush, but it's all rooted in the Svarim HaKadoshim. But this yesod that we're learning now is so basic to the what it means to learn this way, the Torah Lishma, that I thought it would be a good idea to learn this small piece from the Nezi Yisrael, which is really an explanation of two Mo'arei Naims. The two Mo'arei Naims in Shmais, Rather, one's in Bamidbar, one's in Shmais. Two Mo'orinayims. And he's only using this Mo'orinayim because they're shorter pieces and they're very, very clear. But it's in all of the Svarim, all the Mizusha Magid Svarim, the Tanya Svarim, it's all over the place. This is the Yisoid. Kosov B'Sefer HaKadosh Mo'orinayim. So in the Nezi Yisrael, on the first Chelikan page, Resh Pei, Kosov B'Sefer HaKadosh Mo'orinayim in Pashas Chukas. Asher hod the Amr Chazal, Hamor Shaba Machziray Lamudiv. But the Gemara says in Pesachim that a person, even a person who is learning Torah, not Lishma, but the Maor Shaba, you should continue learning. Lord, let me ask it Adam B'Torah, Afilu Shalai Lishma. Even though you're not on that Madrega of Lishma, but La'olam, you should learn. Just keep on learning. Why? Because Shama'or Shabbat, the light of Torah, Machzir Lamutav, by continuing to learn, the light of Torah will bring you back. Lamutav means not just to Lishma, but it will bring you back to the Tshuva, to return to Hashem. It'll set things straight. There's something that's called Hama'or Shabbat. You don't have that lahavdil. You don't have that in any book in the world, in anything. You don't have that in Shakespeare or in Milton or in Chaucer. There's no Ma'or Shabbat. There's a lot of chayshach. Lots of chayshach. But Ha-Ma'or Shabbat. Ha-Ma'or Shabbat. That's the only Torah. I'm going to talk about Mitzvah tomorrow morning soon. Talk about this a little bit at the end of the Torah. We're finishing, coming towards the end of the Torah. Hamo'or Shabbo Marziru Lamutav. So the Mo'orinayim says on this Gemara, Ashahad Amul Chazal, Hamo'or Shabbo, the light of Torah, keep on learning because the light of Torah, Marziru Lamutav. So what does that mean? So the Chernobylist says, Hainu Davke Hamor Hapnimi Shabbatira. It's missing a lot of printing. I think it's missing the base. Hamor Hapnimi Shabbatira. It means, what is the light? Does that mean when you're learning this argument in the Gemara, or you're learning this Svar in this Rishon or this Achron? That's going to bring you back? Is that what the Gemara is talking about? That's going to bring you back? Or you're reading this din? Or you're learning this halacha? So the Mo'orinayim explains that in every single Torah, just like with Kukusai, that in every single Torah you're learning, you should know. There's a pnimis. Hanadavka hamo'or ha-pnimis shabbatayra. There's an inner light. Because someone could ask you, why would my learning the laws of going to the bathroom make me into a better person? I mean, it will make me maybe into a person that's more hygienic or something, but why would it make me into a holy person? And you see, like, with Parsha Kedoshim, which is the Parsha that's called Kedoshim, holiness, Kedoshim Tiyah, that the Torah then goes into things that are not particularly like moving or inspiring. The Parsha Kedoshim is right, Mitzvahs Torah Tlumim, but it's filled with mitzvahs. What kind of mitzvahs? Nothing. Nothing that you would necessarily close your eyes to it, kumzitz, you know? Nothing kumzitz dik. So that's going to bring you back? The Torah says, of course it can bring you back. But only, like we learned from Rav Kook, only if you connect to the Ma'or HaPnimi of the Torah, to the inner light of Torah. Hainu, what's the Mo'or HaPnimi? Hainu, Or HaShem is Baruch. It means the light of Hashem. HaGavoy Mekol Chelkei Paradis HaTorah, which is higher, the infinite light of God, that's higher than all four divisions of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sight. It's higher than the four ways of learning Torah. The infinite light of Hashem is the source of the Torah. And if you attach yourself to this or, to this light, and you place your thoughts upon this, you think about this, that person will receive that ma'or shaba, that light of Torah that could, that changes your life, that brings you to the tshuva. Shemachzir l'mutav. Hashem achzir l'mutav. Now let's see the words of the Mori Naim himself. Zeh l'shayna ha-kadosh. B'noida, it is known, Shatayra hi oisiyas unakudas taimim v'tagin. When you open up the Torah, what do you see? You see before your eyes letters, the dots, of course, the vowels you can't see with your eyes, but the vowels are there, right? They're there. The vowels, of course, are there. The nakudas are there. The taimim, the trup. I don't know how they say that in English. There's a fancy word for that. Cantillation, right. Sounds like something that's not so good. In English, doesn't sound so good. It's just like cantillation. But if there was cantillation, is better. Not cantillation. But the trup. The trup. The niggin. Of how we lay in the Torah. Again, it's in the Chumash, it's in the Tikkun, it's not in the Sefer Torah, but it's there. Right? Isis, Nakudas. It consists of letters and vowels and the tamim, which means the signs of the song, of the trup, of the tune, of how the Torah is read. The tagim, and the crowns of the letters. Arzeu b'chinas ha-Torah d'sgai. All of this, the Mori Naim says, is part of the revealed Torah that we see, that we relate to. What the letters are, and the vowels are, and the trup, the niggin, and the tagin, and the crowns that we see with our eyes. That's all b'chinas ha-Torah d'zgaya, the Torah that's revealed. Ki kol ze'ev shel ha-seichel ha-noshi la-sig, because all of that is possible for the human mind to comprehend. Kol echad l'fi madrigosai. Each person on his madriga can understand. Can understand what do the words mean? What do these words mean? Think. And if you don't understand, talk to someone that knows more. The Isis, the Nakudas, the Tamim, the Tagim, you could be taught. All of these can be understood in the Seichel HaNaishi, Lahasi, Kol Ech Lefi Madrigasa. Achamor Shabbo. However, the light, Hamo'or Sheba, the light of Torah, Hamo'or Sheba, the Chazal are talking about, the Gemara is talking about, Hamo'or Sheba, She'ol of Omer Chazal, regarding which Chazal say, Hamo'or Sheba Machzir L'mutav, that the light brings you back, L'mutav, to the tshuva, to turn to Hashem. Hu b'chines ayin. That is ayin, nothingness. She'en le'tfisa. Nothing in English doesn't mean this. It means it's higher than anything. It doesn't mean it's nothing that doesn't exist. It means it's ayin. Ayin yavai ezri. Means the highest level, higher even than chachma, comes from the crown, higher. She'en le'tfisa. Even though when you look at the Torah, you understand, you're reading simple words. You're reading the Isis, the Nakudas, the Taim, and the Tagin. You see them, you're reading them, you're talking about them and so on, and understanding them. But that's not the light of Torah that brings you back to Hashem. That's not the Ma'or Sheba Shemazir L'mut. What is the Ma'or Sheba? So the Ma'or Einayim says, Hubchinis Ayin. It's that which is called Ayin. Nothing. It's higher than anything in this world. That's why it's called nothing. like in the seven burgers, the Rebbe Nachman says that the blind burger says that you think that I don't see. It's because I see so much, I can't see anything. I see nothing. And he says, I see nothing. It means that he's connected to that world of Ayin. I see so much that I see nothing. That's what Ayin is. Higher than anything. It's not some sort of a defect. It's not a problem. It's the highest thing. That the human mind can't comprehend. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. But Neshu Lamala Min Hatan. Because it's higher than any reason. Mr. Morinheim is explaining that the Tamim, the truck, Anigin is a very high thing. I mean, who else has this also? Maybe somebody has copied us, but that the Torah has trup in it. That we read the Torah with a song. This parasha. That it has a nigin, has a trup. And we get together on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday and Ashkhaj and Yantiv and so on, and we hear the song. It's a song with a nigin, with a tam. Tam also means taste. It means a reason. The ma'or of Torah comes from a place that's ayin she'en l'tfisa, which is l'mala min ha'tam, which is higher than any reason or sound or song that we could hear. V'hu ha'makor shemimenu nevias ha'tayra. It's the source from which the Torah flows. From that ayin, that's my ayin Yovei Ezri. Who am a korsh and menu nevias haTorah, where the Torah flows from. Shehu haBorei Baruch Hu, it's the Hashem Himself, the Creator Himself. Shayadezeh, Hu vaTorah Echad. Hashem and the Torah are absolutely one. V'ktzara kol echad ha'isik b'Torah. And every person who is learning Torah, what must he do? L'dabek es chiyusa b'mha'or shabah. Davke ha'nikra ayin. You have to attach yourself to the light of Torah that's called ayin. Shuhu l'malum anatam. That's higher than any reason, anything that I could understand. And higher, he says, Kilakach nikra ha'taimim shal ha'neginis. That's why the trup is called, in the Lashon of Chazal, tam, a reason. Kilakach nikra ha'taimim shal ha'neginis, taimim, why? B'nei shehein adayin b'b'chinis she'ef shal ha'asik. Even though the nigin of Torah is very, very high, but a human being can still understand it. Still makes sense out of that. It still has a tam. It still has a taste to the person. Meaning, he could still grasp on some level the inyan of tamim. Af shehim dover gavoya. Even though it's a very high thing, the sounds of Torah. It's higher than just the letters and the words. The letters and the words are not going anywhere. But when you put the trup in, then the trup takes the letters and the words higher, right? That's what the trup does. It takes the words. And moves them. It moves the words. Without the trup, the words don't go anywhere. The trup is the niggun, the song. The song moves the letters and words. Moves. It's very high. But still, it's still something that a person can understand. Aval ha'pnimius, but the pnimius, the ma'or shaba, is nikra ayin. That's called ayin. She'ein lo tam utfisa. That has no reason that we could understand, or that we could grasp. There's no song. It's higher than that song. It's like I've mentioned many times over the years that Rabbi Nachman said that you should daven with a bren, you should daven strong, you should scream davening. So one of the chassidim asked, but what if I'm in a place where I can't scream? Maybe it's bothering people. Maybe they're stairs, they can't daven. Maybe maybe it's not, maybe I'm someplace where there are goyim around and I can get in trouble, or I'm going to wake up the dog and he's going to bark and come get me or something. So what do I do? Shabbat Nachman said, then you have to scream so loud that nobody hears you. That's a much higher measure. Then you have to scream so loud that nobody hears you. That's going to a place of ayin. But it doesn't come into a sound. It doesn't come into a voice. It doesn't come into a music. And it's a lower madrega that people hear you. There's a higher madrega. Rabbi Nachman said, then you have to scream so loud that nobody hears you. Such a thing. To connect to the thing of the ayin. That the screaming is without a sound. Shein lo tam l'tfisa. V'tzorach ha'loymeid l'dabeg bo'er ha'nishba ibchines ayin. And the person who's learning has to attach himself with this light. That's Hanishpa Mebchinas Ayin, that's coming from Ayin. Vaz Bevade Machzir L'Mutav. That will be Machzir L'Mutav. That will bring the person back. You remember how we began the whole Ayur Satori with that story when the Rebbe of Mendel Vitebska came to the town by all the lumber mill over there, by the big Tam Lecham, and he presented himself like a maggid, and he brought the Chazal. Remember? He asked, where the Dvar Mahabe? The Amalek Vazay Torah, where's the Dvar Mahabe? I don't see that your lives are any different. He gave a Musa like that, and he had to run for his life after that. So, we're wondering, never before in history have as many Jews been learning Torah as now. It's not even close. The amount of people that are Zaychat to learn Torah and sit in Yeshiva for so many years, never ever like this. Never in the heydays of Eretz Yisrael and above all, it was never like we have now. The amount of yeshivas, the amount of svarim, the amount of Torah, and then the tapes, some of this, some of that, and shiurim, and never has there been so much. So you think, based upon that, the equation should end with, there's never been so many good Jews. Because if the Torah is machzir l'mutav, then the results of all that learning should be gevaldik. So the Mori Naim is saying, it's hamo'or shabba that's machzir l'mutav. Of course, you keep on learning, you say the letters, you say the words, but the Mori Naim is saying that a person's oisik b'ter l'shma, to be oisik b'ter l'shma means to connect to the ayin that's higher, that Rav Kook is talking about, the Or Ha'elyon, Rav Kook calls it. That Or Ha'elyon that's high, the infinite one. But a person sits down to learn, and he learns with his Chavrusa, but he doesn't learn with the Kadosh Baruch. The Echad is not Shani Kenegda. The other one, the Rebbein Shalom, is not sitting with him and learning. So then, even though it's still precious, and it's still very, very, very holy and good, because he's learning Torah, and it's even though it's Mitar Shalai Lishma, but the true way to learn is in this way, when the person learns the Ma'or Shabba. He thinks about the Ma'or Shabba, the Ayin, where it comes from. Laz Bevadai Machzir L'Mutav. Then for sure, it's machzir l'mutav. Without that, you could be learning day and night in yeshiva, and you could leave the bris medrash, even in the bris medrash. You could act in a totally inappropriate way. I don't know if this is true. My mother was telling me last night, you shouldn't say, especially before Yom Tov, the things that are not good. But there was something, maybe it's not true. There was something in Eretz Yisrael. There was a yeshiva that a bacher or somebody. My mother said that last night, that somebody killed somebody in yeshiva. Is that, there's such a thing that happened? Did you hear about this? There was a fight somewhere in Netanya or something? There's something happened in the yeshiva. They got into an argument. And somebody that I never in my life heard, I mean, we used to argue also, you know, this guy, worst thing, somebody pushed somebody, and then everybody would start to scream, what's the matter with you? But if that happened, I hope it, Chas v'Shalom, didn't happen. But my mother told me that she saw something on the news or in the newspaper and that they're talking about this in the newspapers, and I saw that they made a big deal about it, that there was a murder that took place in Yeshiva. Look, Zechariah was killed in the Beis HaMikdash by Jews. Kohen Vinavi, and his blood still bubbling, right? There's such a hechatim, so the Jews are capable of that. But how could that be? It means it's possible to be in the Beis HaMikdash, which is itself the meeting place where the higher world and the lower world meet, and to be so oblivious to that that you kill somebody in the Beis HaMikdash or in the yeshiva, in the place of that meeting, of the Pamali Shamal and the Pamali Shamata. It could be such a thing. How could that be? The Teretz says, if you learn Torah without the Rabbanu Shalom, without the Ayin, without the Hamo'or Shavua, without that light, the infinite light. Well, Pnimis is a Shenit, and just what this last sentence is. V'oz b'vadei ma'chzil amutav ma'achar, Shenitbak Pnimiyusay v'or Pnimiyus ha'tar. Then there's this great meeting that takes place between your Pnimiyus, your Neshama, and the Mo'or Shavua, and that which is the same thing. The infinite light of God that's inside of a Jew, and the infinite light of God that's in the highest place, above all of the, higher than all of the, than all of the worlds, which that can never happen when a guy sits and reads a piece of Torah. Only that can only happen. That meeting can only happen when the Or Elyon of Torah, from where it comes from, meets up with the Jew, and his neshama. Nasa kisil ashrosi yisbarach hasherev v'ater v'shefer b'seicher, and that the person himself who's learning becomes the seat and the throne to receive that Or Elyon. That is Nevea, that is flowing, it's flowing from above. All right then, it's light, so we'll continue with the Shana.